You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Stretford Paddock. This is the Devils podcast. I'm joined today by Alex. How are you?
I'm fantastic, mate.
And Stevens. How are you, Stevens?
Stevens.
All right, mate.
Good. Stevens. I heard you had a bit of a problem in the night.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I'm going to die doing that, Anna.
What's happened?
I reckon you need to get closer to your mic. Should we start there?
I mean, I'm 4 inches away from it. I can't be much closer.
Look at me leaning into it like this.
Lean in, Joe.
Yeah, threw up in my sleep.
What's going on there, then?
Don't know.
Do you think it could be all that paint you drink before you go to bed?
Might be it.
I don't drink paint.
Anymore.
That drink, drinking paint would be mental. That's lost since lead got taken out of paint, hasn't it? It's not as interesting anymore.
What made lead so tasty?
This has started well,
hasn't
it?
Lead is, it's great for so many
things. Isn't this meant to be the one that we actually talk about football?
We're going to be talking about Jadon Sancho. We're going to be talking a little bit about the Sevilla game we've got coming up on Sunday. We're going to have a little look at the Champions League, how it's going this season, how that maybe reflects on United's chances next season.
They really went for it there, didn't it, with football talk?
See?
I mean, I was sort
of really tried,
talk.
Didn't he?
But let's start off then. We'll talk a little bit about Jadon Sancho. We're sort of sick of it now, and that's showing.
So let's talk about it.
Well, no, because I want to talk about are we sick of it? There seems to be a growing sort of strength and section of the Twitter audience that we have that are just getting to the point where they're like, oh, fuck it, get someone else now. I can't be arsed with this anymore. Are you at that point yet?
No.
Who else?
Because guess what? I'm not sitting there all day refreshing my Twitter feed going, where's the fucking
news?
Well,
lucky for you, Steve, because some of us are.
That's Joe's life.
Yeah, but
he's got a sign.
Chill all peoples.
Is that your...
We come Cho on the side of it.
Yeah, it says welcome Jadon, actually. Jadon Sancho. Are you at that point yet?
No, because I still think that there's a lot of things that... It's one of them, the transfer all needs to fall into place. I still think they want a replacement.
£100 million transfer?
They want a replacement. And I think that... Like, Depay's been mentioned for them. I don't think they were expecting Leon to get past Juventus. And I think that that was... You know, if that had happened on... Was it Saturday or Sunday?
That's a good point.
Leon go out... Depay gets done, Sancho, right, we've got someone.
Yeah, because now Leipzig don't have Werner now.
Exactly. Mm.
Mad that, innit? Like, can't
that's
you
not,
like...
Whoa, that's not right, is it?
It's happened.
It has.
Is it them now?
Twats.
Yeah, that's weird. I've not even thought about that. Why have they done that?
Surely he'd still be...
Dick maneuver that.
Because he's surely
that's
eligible
really
to
bad.
Play still.
Of course he is.
Well, Chelsea he's not because he's tossers. Signed for Chelsea, but if he,
no, but
if he played for RB Leipzig, he'd be eligible.
Yeah, but Ziyech signed for Chelsea. He could have played for Ajax up and he played for Ajax all the way through to the end of the season.
I know, but that's mad, isn't it? I'd not considered that. Oh, that's stupid by Leipzig, isn't it?
Well, that's them.
You'd be like, let's agree the deal. You can have him once we've left
totally.
The Champions League.
Like, what? How that came through? No, someone must have walked in.
Because he's training
gone,
at Chelsea. Hang on a sec. We've got a game. Oh, fuck, we have got a game in as our best player.
And we're playing the best defensive team in the world.
We could do with the striker.
We could do with the striker.
For those of you who don't know.
He's got a triharder.
Leipzig are playing against Atletico Madrid.
Without their best striker.
Without their best striker. I mean, they might have a chance anyway.
Cheers, lads.
So the Sancho thing then, you're still just thinking, let it happen, it'll happen.
Yeah, like Alex said, they're looking at a replacement.
Yeah.
You know that, fuck me, we've known for a year that the player wants to come to United. And I even told you all last year that the Champions League wasn't an issue for it. It was, would United pay the money? And last year they said no. Now, that might not necessarily happen this year because United still might not pay the money. That's the difference. Is when people go, oh, you didn't get that transfer right or something like that, it's because there's like nine different elements that have to come together to make a transfer happen.
Do you think that when people say, oh, it was based on the Champions League, not necessarily that Sancho wouldn't join a team that wasn't in the Champions League, but the extra 20 million quid
that's
or so maybe...
That might have... No, because people frame it as he wanted to play in the Champions League. But like, I think you might be right that the Champions League football might have given United an extra lift in terms of budget. But it's a £100 million transfer. The Pogba one, if you remember when it happened, they was like, oh yeah, we've been working on this for 3 years. And you're like, wow.
So this has probably been done over a year and stuff like that. Probably got the ball part last year and things like that.
Well, the fact that it seems like the contract is pretty much sorted suggests that it's been going for a long time, isn't it?
Or is it though? Because there's been talk that we offered him a pay cut.
How insane is that? I mentioned that on the news this morning. If you haven't watched it, or yesterday, check out yesterday's news. I talked about that. I think that can't be true.
It's probably a tax thing.
And the point I made is that Ed Woodward, no one really likes him, let's be honest. He's not the biggest, no one's got, you know, he hasn't got the most fans in the world. But surely, just as a bloke who's now been doing this job for 7 years, he would say, what's he earning? Let's at least match it before being like, hey, what do you think?
Well,
we've
got that
Igalo
lad on.
I reckon it's a tax thing.
Yeah.
I reckon whatever their basic is, I don't know what the tax is in Germany. And I reckon we've probably gone, we'll pay you that. And he's gone, well, that's less money than I'm earning.
Because Woodward must have improved at his job, you would assume. As someone who seems to be mentally competent.
But let's get this right, though. It's not Woodward that does it.
No, that's true. Yeah. I know. But even Matt Judge, who has been there a few years.
Must improve a bit.
Hopefully, he's not so dim that...
Joe, enough time's passed now. I'll fucking tell you about what happened.
So,
a few people guessed... What's the fella called that everyone fucking thought it was? The fullback. It was Hakimi. Who was the one everyone thought it was?
Everyone thought it was... who's that?
Was it a fella from PSG?
Yeah, it was... what's his name?
Munier.
Yeah, right. Munier, so everyone thought it was Munier. But it was Ziyech. Not
Hakimi.
Ziyech, fucking Hakimi. Hakimi, on loan from Real Madrid, at that there Dortmund, visited Spurs. Pochettino took him on a date.
Around the new fancy stadium,
and they ate dinner in the fanciest bit of it, overlooking the stadium, where he told him all his plans about fanciest what he wanted to do with him, how he sees him fitting in the team, and all that sort of shit. While he was in London, he also went to United, and I've had this confirmed to me from two different people, including the agency of Hakimi. And when I said, tell me, did this happen? And he went, who the fuck told you that? And he was like, yeah, that's exactly what happened. So
when you say we went to London, this isn't you thinking that Man United are based in London.
No, they've got a Mayfair office in London.
For those who don't know.
All right, okay, if you didn't know, United have got a Mayfair office in London. They use it for sponsors and stuff like that. I'd love to visit it. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it must be very good.
And Mayfair's not it's not Brixton, is it?
It's on Monopoly, so it must be decent.
So they sit him down.
There's Joe Geography.
And Matt Judge asks him what his name is. And then they asked him a couple more dodgy questions, and then the agent was like, excuse me, we've just been to Tottenham where Pochettino met us. Talked to him about what he sees as his plans, and you're asking him who the fuck he is. So they left a meeting.
And that wasn't that long ago, was it? Let's just put a small allegedly on that, just in case. We've got good sources on that story, but let's just, for the sake of...
What? Who's going to sue me?
Matt Judge.
Oh, that's a good point.
That allegedly happened, but with a relatively good source on it.
I'll give you an allegedly that.
Yeah.
That happened.
The agent involved in it told me that happened.
Yes.
Wasn't that long ago, was it? Come in.
It was around the same time.
It was about a year ago. Maybe 18 months ago.
And Wan-Bissaka, I think I got told about it in March, and we still didn't do it till July.
Well, maybe they look at Hakimi, and then this happened.
So, yeah, it doesn't fill me with a lot of confidence.
How straightforward was the Wan-Bissaka deal?
But maybe
compared to a £100 million transfer.
And I think so, as well, United have got this thing with add-ons as well.
They've also got the Rona.
United have got this. Course, you look at the Martial deal when everyone said he's coming in for 75 million.
We're just add-on FC, aren't we?
And he's just like, if United win the Champions League, if he scores 400 goals for United, to be fair, it's 5 million.
When I play Footy Manager and I ain't got the money to be able to throw in someone, I'll be like, and if aliens come, there's an extra million.
And you can have free go on the fucking vending machine at Carrington.
They're probably
as well.
Going... Yeah, we're not taking 10 million if you win the Champions League, considering you've just qualified.
Come
for
on!
It.
What about, a currently non-existent space tournament? You can have an extra 70 million if we win that.
So I think that's what it is. I think United know we're going to end up paying 120 million for euros.
But can we fuck him about first?
But can we just do it in if he scores 400 goals? If he scores
yes, we can,
30 goals a season for the next 10 years, then that's an add-on.
So if he becomes Manchester United's all-time leading goal scorer, there's an extra 500 grand.
Yeah. And they kind of go, well, hang on.
Why don't you fuck off?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of them in there.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of that. And we seem to be the kings of that at the minute, don't we? Why do you think that is? I keep saying this, but we've still got like Maguire to pay for. And I wouldn't be surprised if we're still paying Everton for Lukaku, and if we're still paying fucking
Credit Card FC.
We really are. We're getting players on finance, and people acting all just pay up front.
Not
we're
good
still
idea paying, in a recession.
We're still paying last year's transfers this season. We're still paying all this shit
up until a couple of years
still
ago.
Still paying for Marshall.
Real Madrid still owed us for Ronaldo.
Yeah,
imagine.
I know
that should have been a check you was happy to sign.
And it's ridiculous, but it's not like, well, we earned this much this year, and when we spent this last year, we're still buying players from years ago. We've still got, what was it, 250 million player debt like last summer, and that will be roughly the same, if not more now. So we're not.
Is Ronaldo worth nearly 10 goals a million? It's about 8 goals a million, isn't it? No, he's got 600 goals or something.
Yeah, 80 million.
Yeah,
it's a good buy, wasn't it? For 80 million,
like 6 goals a million.
And you think how mad that 80 million seemed.
Also, the trophies per million as well.
That that's 80 million seemed a bit, you're like, well, that's a lot of money. That
well, I remember Fergie got interviewed about it probably at the end of his time at United, so that was still 7 years ago. And he was like, if we'd have known how good he was going to be, we'd have doubled it. Mm. But we thought it's a world record fee, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the time, and then you see what Mbappe's gone for since 160, what was it, 6 years later. But even how it was at the time, he was probably worth 120 million or... You know,
so we've got to remember though, the world record was only set 2 weeks before by Kaká for 55,
yeah,
and we went bosh to 80. Yeah. That's
well, that was
30% extra.
Yeah, when so when they signed Kaká, you kind of went, oh, maybe they're not going to sign him here. Maybe that's all the money spent.
And then they went
Ronaldo as well. And then we're like, it's all right, we're going to get Benzema because he's only 30 million. Oh, we're going to buy that as well. That wasn't a full summer, was it?
So yeah,
if he was a Madrid fan?
Yeah, and then United fan, you're just kind of going, we could have done with like one of them at least this year.
Yeah, I'm sure he's fine.
So you're both just thinking these deals take a long time to complete. It's still going to happen. You're not throwing your dummy out.
Is it October yet? October we've got till.
I know, that's mad, isn't it? I hate that though.
A week after Champions League final and stuff like that, or Europa League final, once that's done, a week after that, then everyone's going to...
A couple of weeks after that,
everyone's going to start going, right, you need to get this done now. Mm-hmm. But whilst football's...
And I love as well, I do love the idea of fans being like... Well, it's not happening, and I'm sick of it. Fuck him off. Like, it's nothing to do with... And I mean, it's obviously to do with us, and I'm in the same boat as anyone else who's getting frustrated, and it is frustrating. But the idea that it's like, this is inconveniencing me, don't improve the whole club.
Whilst football's... Because people are thinking, well, it's August now. They're usually done by now. You know, we signed Harry Maguire late in the window, and that was last week. Football's still getting played.
Yeah.
Football's still getting played.
We're still in the season. United have still got season matches.
Imagine the Champions League finishes in May. Yeah. We're still in that kind of mode.
Yeah, we're late May.
We've got an extra 3 months-ish.
Yeah. So we're all over the place. And
2.5 months. 10 weeks.
And if we sign him at any time before the season starts, it's a relatively quick transfer
he's still doing pre-season now. Yeah. It's not like he's sat on the beach doing nothing. It's not like when the World Cup... They go on holiday and stuff like that. He's had his holiday. They go straight from there, straight into United.
Jobbed.
Speaking of the end of the season, Sevilla on Sunday. Are you severely worried about that one, or do you think we'll kick their ass? I'm going to say
waited for that. How long have you
just thought of it on the spot?
Load of bollocks.
Yeah,
give me his book.
We'll get me his pad.
It's not even knocking about. So how could I have thought of it before? What are you thinking?
I don't know. I'm kind of worried, but at the same time, I'd kind of like to lose to them rather than lose to Inter Milan in the final.
Or Wolves.
That's kind of or Wolves. I don't know. It's like...
Yeah.
Because we've got the Champions League, it's still got that... now it's kind of like, it's not as much pressure. It's still, I want to win a trophy, so, but I want to see Ollie, I want to see all the new players, I want to see Rashford, Ollie, Martial, I want to see all them with a trophy.
Like
I think
Sarri,
that'll
looking
be
at his little badge, like a withered old
I want to see that, but...
Do you reckon he got his winner's medal before he fucking binned him?
No, and he's looking, he's looking at that. Eight fags in his mouth, like that.
Poor
and then
fucking
he gets a phone call.
Way, Sarri, see ya. Won the Europa League last year with Chelsea. You're off. Or I think he left, didn't he? Or did he get sacked? Or
I don't know if he left. Or did you?
No,
did
he got sacked. He got sacked by Chelsea.
He got sacked by Chelsea. Get sacked.
Win
a trophy.
Ends up at a team that's going to win the league. Wins them the league.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's the Louis van Gaal style of dismissal, isn't it? Win a trophy. Fuck off. Mad.
Where's he go next?
Because he is quite
Celtic.
Good.
Might as well be. At this point. If you're guaranteed to win a trophy and you still might get sacked. Might as well. Win a trophy, get sacked. If there's any way you can win it, he's going for home run after home run, isn't he? And Celtic are the only one who are
he's
more certain than Juventus.
He's got to find Jorginho as new home. That's it, really, isn't it? Jorginho, it's wherever nice. He goes, Jorginho's going to go.
I love it how like football managers are like directors, how like, what's he called? Scorsese always gets DiCaprio and whatever in and
yeah,
whoever.
Have, they all have the favourites, don't they?
Yeah.
Harry Redknapp with Peter Crouch and Crouchy, yeah. They love it.
Sarri loves him a Jorginho.
Yeah. Crouchy!
Yes.
Higuain, there you go.
Where are we going now?
We're heading to London. Get it? Because you're very good at heading the ball. See you later, bitch. And he's just there. Proper Sado Berahino driving down before he's even signed a contract. So Sevilla then. do you prefer to play Sevilla than Wolves?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I think Sevilla are a better team, but...
They are a better team.
Again, Wolves got our number. Also, Wolves was kind of like the Chelsea thing, because whilst Wolves have our number, they hadn't beat us this year. We've done, was it three draws and a win against them? Which wasn't...
Sorry, Cam, can I get a glass of water, please?
Which isn't...
Got things coming back up.
Don't spew on camera. It won't look good.
Don't be sick on us, Steve.
No, that wouldn't be nice.
That's the one thing I'm saying you can't do.
The one thing.
If you have to
I think Sevilla
yourself,
are a better team, but like you said, Wolves are kind of in that Chelsea mode, whereas they played us four times. As much as we know what they're going to do, they know a lot of what we're going to do. And
yeah, and I think their system really just nullifies ours.
It does.
I think anyone who plays a back three against United
does well.
Pretty good
and
success.
Jimenez, I think, against our back four, someone aerial is always a danger and things like that. You know,
and do you Lindelof, you mean?
Do you think that there's anything to be said for the suggestion? And this isn't my suggestion, that United don't play very well against them because they're scared because they're called Wolves. Is that possible? Like they're just scared of the word, like subliminally scared.
For more
of it.
Real football chat.
Because that's what American football
Paddock.
Teams do. It. They're always called like
what
the Cincinnati Tiger
joke.
Pirates and stuff. Do you think that they
no.
do that to intimidate the opposition?
No.
Okay, and that's it.
No.
That's the only question.
You're
that's fine. United do traditionally, and this is actually true, and I'm not messing about here, struggle against
Why
Spanish
is Watford's
teams.
Mascot a moose?
Oh, and it's all
and
right
then
for him.
They're called
oh, and it's all right for him to say it, is it?
But then they're called the Hornets as well. Which is even madder.
Yeah, that
Wolves
is weird, actually.
Name
pick
is
an
the
animal.
Wanderers, but their badge is a wolf.
Well, they have got Wanderers. The wolf in their actual name. Watford.
Wolver.
Wolver. Yeah, wolf is in there, though.
Oh, it's a wolf. It's not single.
Nah, it's close
wolf.
Enough.
Hampton Wanderer. Wolverhampton Wolferers. Yeah, United are shit against Spanish teams.
Did Wolf out of Gladiators ever do anything else?
Yeah, he did Celebrity Squares.
I've seen him.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, did he do anything
was
else?
It Jay that tweeted the picture of Storm the other day?
Washy Storm.
Yeah. Giant Storm over Manchester. It was the bird.
That's worse than me talking about them being scared because they're called Wolves. Yes, D, talk to me about why United are shit against Spanish teams consistently. I'm thinking Bilbao, Celta Vigo, Real
Spanish
Madrid.
Quite good, usually.
It is quite good, but...
Top
know,
end of it's good.
Valencia,
good.
We've struggled against in the past.
Top end of it's good. Yeah, but we've also like bitch slapped Deportivo and people like that. Like you can't just and we've beaten Barcelona. Like
recent history, we've lost more than we've won. In the 2010s, we struggle against Spanish teams.
I think Sevilla in the last time we played them under Jose, the club was not in a good place, and the manager wasn't in a good place.
And I don't know what he was.
Why we were so bad.
Because I think he was going for the, we're going to draw 0-0 at Sevilla.
0-0
we're going to come home and we're going to win 1-0 at home. That's what his plan was.
And guess what Solskjaer's not going to do?
Not that.
Do you think it benefits us that this is a single-legged tie?
No, because I think that there's still an element to that team that can counter-attack very well. I still think you can set up United's team in a counter-attacking way, which in this kind of game you can't. You have to go toe-to-toe with them. And
I think being on the front foot, because Sevilla, I doubt park the bus against us. I think they try and play football against us, and I think that suits us.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm sure there have been times with you, Jay, where you've done things online that you didn't want people to know about. Is that fair to say?
No comment.
Buying Man City kits on eBay, that kind of thing. Well,
yes,
I know
right.
Most of you are thinking, why don't you just use incognito mode? Well, let me tell you something. And I don't just mean you, Jay, but I am pointing at you. I mean everyone at home. Incognito mode does not hide your activity. It doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. Scared?
I'm slightly concerned. I'm not.
And then what if someone goes to them is like, I'll give you 50 quid and you can have all my internet. And they're like, 50 quid? I'll take it.
Yeah.
Not suggesting that internet service providers sell that sort of data. But they can see it and that's a problem enough. It doesn't matter if you get your internet from Verizon, Comcast, Sky, BT, anywhere. ISPs in the US can sell your information to ad companies. And they all can. It's awful. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. It's as simple as that. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting it. Do you know what that means?
Elucidate me.
It's basically, do you know when you get like pastry and then you're making it, you put butter in it and you fold all the sides of the pastry over the butter so you get a nice fluffy croissant?
Yes.
They do that with your data. So they put your data and your page visits inside, they fold the pastry around it, they roll it out and they make lovely secure croissants that keep all your data inside. It's 100% of your data and it's the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, I don't even realize I've got ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background and it's so easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. Can you do that, Jay?
I can, but I'm worried what's the cost going to be.
The cost, and that's the crazy thing. Protect your online activity today with a VPN rated number one by CNET and Wired and visit the exclusive link expressvpn.com/extra and you can get extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That is expressvpn.com/extra, expressvpn.com/extra to learn more.
Whereas Wolves, I think, would park the bus against us and hit us on the counter and
that
doesn't go well for us.
See, can I offer a counter to your point there?
About the counter?
Yeah, if you look at the last few games we've actually played, or you look at some of the games we've played, the times we've struggled are actually when we've been pressed. Tottenham, we were pressed and we struggled. Chelsea, we were pressed and we struggled. If Sevilla are going to press...
Teams can press us in our half and then fall into a low block.
Yeah.
Which is what we struggled against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's
people press are playing out of the back because we're shit.
Yeah.
And you would.
Like, we saw the goal even the other day against LASK where... not LASK, sorry, Copenhagen, where Fred got pressed, gave the ball away.
FA Cup final of the weekend when they played Chelsea, Arsenal, and you're just kind of like, how do we not figure out just lump it over the fullbacks because they are shit when they press us? Because that's all it was.
Let me just correct myself. There wasn't a goal, but the good chance that Copenhagen had the other day,
I can't believe some of the fume that I've seen. Like, the amount of people kicking off about our performance against... Copenhagen. Did the keeper break a record for how many saves have been made in a tie?
I know we're 14 shots on target. any other game that would be three to four goals. It's ridiculous. We hit the post four times.
It was at least three times.
They were offside.
Yeah,
no, that's what VAR as well. Right? Did you see United fans moaning about VAR? No, because it was like, oh, correct decision.
Yeah,
I've seen the Wolves kicking off about the keeper's leg was off the line. You're like, oh, United have got a second one. You're like, hang on, why have we been brought into this here?
It's not true.
Yeah, because we
were lying. I love that people are complaining about how many penalties we've got.
Also, when there is a radical change in the way that penalties, not what they're awarded for, but the way they are awarded now, VAR is in action, do you not think it's unsurprising that certain play styles benefit from a radical change in a rule somewhere, and it happens to be United at the minute? I think, like, as most people can agree, there's two, maybe three of those 21 penalties we've had this season that are dodgy. The rest of them are penalties, and you're like,
narrow,
they've changed how penalties are awarded.
Number 10 that likes to get in beyond,
who's got very good feet and good dribbling, by the way, Martial.
Martial, Rashford.
You got four players that are constantly finding themselves in
Dan
the box.
James quick on his feet as well. He earned us a few penalties as well.
It's the speed of United's players is causing people to draw fouls.
There's a reason.
Guess what? We didn't have so many penalties for years. It was like, we were never getting them. Whereas now, they're reviewing them. And there's probably one, I think I said it on air, didn't I? Bruno against Villa.
There's also one, a Dan James one, where he sort of went down a bit soft, someone came from behind him. But even if you want to call the Martial one a bit soft, he put his hand on his shoulder and he went up his arse. Like, it's like...
I think that there's been a... there's been a swing at United where I think we did get the benefit of like the Stretford end, Fergie just pressure. I think that there was a little bit of that, but I think it got to the point where referees are now going, I'm not going to give that because that's the narrative. And I think that's where it's hit us. Now VAR's come in, the referees still aren't giving them. And
no,
we're now
look at the Chelsea game in the semi-final. Give that foul and see what happens, because you can't give a free kick on VAR because it was
or
outside
a
the box
card.
But it was a foul.
Yeah.
So you give that, we're pretty good at free kicks.
Yeah.
You don't know how that's the difference.
It was very similar position to the one Bruno scored against was it Sheffield United or who was it that he scored the free kick against? Bournemouth. Very similar position to that, the Chelsea, the Zuma foul on Martial. No,
this was always my issue with VAR, is that the referees stopped making straightforward decisions
because
they want to rely on the VAR.
Safety net in it.
But that changed the course of that game.
Yeah.
That totally changed the course of that game.
Yeah, like when
the free kick and a yellow card there changes and a goal potentially changes the dynamic of that game.
And they also score going up the other end, don't they? Mm-hmm. Chelsea. So even if they don't score the free kick, there's less chance of Chelsea scoring.
It's just the butterfly effect on them games is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that's what I always did made in with rugby when they brought it in, is that they would always go less so in rugby because it's more almost like set plays for every single tackle and it doesn't free flow as much as football does. But you would see things that they would just leave for the video ref to deal with when you would just give it, and you're like, just fucking give the foul.
Yeah, it's like when you go to a circus, if they've got that big safety net under the trapeze artist, you know that they're being a bit more risky. They're not putting all the safety into it. If there's no safety net, they've got to do everything by the book. Same with refs. If they've got that safety net of VAR, they can let things go a bit more, they can push things, they can do a one-handed flip, because they know if they fall, VAR's there
I
to catch them.
I'd be a good host at a circus.
I'd love it. Yeah. Ringmaster. Thank you.
With
P.T. Barnum over here. Yeah, I'll take it.
But the other thing with VAR, I don't get why they don't check corners as well. The amount of times when it's gone off someone and then they score from the corner.
How can we be millimeter zoomed in, pixel accurate on that? But
and not just that, when they look back at a handball that happened 25 passes ago and it's hit someone's hand, but you can't go back and go, well, the corner they got was a deflection off one of their players, which is a clearer thing to do.
You can't have 100% accuracy on one thing and so fucking
and
random.
And they ignore that. Ignore that. It's...
No, even a throw-in.
I think VAR has good things, but you have to. They have to review it again massively. Mm. I don't think they will. I think they're gonna. It's gonna take years for them to get it.
Years
to get it.
Years.
The PGMOL and what's the body? Is it IFAB? The International Governing Body of Football Rules.
Right.
Can't remember what the fuck.
I think it's IFAB.
IFAB sounds right.
Yeah, I think it's IFAB. Because I think someone FIFA or UEFA asked. Are we going to be still fucking about with this game zooming in millimeter shit? And they've said yeah. So
have they?
Well, I think you have. I think you have to, because it's one of them. If you make it daylight or whatever, it's going to be a millimeter of daylight.
I got so many questions on when is the ball played, though.
Yeah, there is.
Here's one thing to apparently to clear up, though. Do you know we talk about the frame rate of what when it's kicked and all that sort of stuff? The definition of when the ball's played, I haven't heard clarification on, but I think the cameras that they actually use...
Yeah, it's like 120, I think.
Yeah, I think IO 300 frames per second. So they've got fractions of seconds to work with, to the point where...
But they only ever do that on the line of the attacker.
Yeah.
You never see that on the ball side.
No, I agree. I agree that needs clearer. But this thing of people saying, on the cameras, it's one, you know, it's 60 FPS. That's the broadcast version. The ones they use are much more.
Just need to make the. They need to define it. They need to say that using these.
Go back to daylight.
So you can have your whole body. No, but then you just get the same problem on the other end. So you have your whole body is offside, but your toe is on by a millimeter. It's the same problem.
Well, the president of IFAB, I don't know who the spokesperson for IFAB was the other day, but the president for IFAB said, here's the problem, right? Offside isn't an error. You're on or you're off. Like there's no interpretation of offside, so it's on or off. And the current interpretation of it is if any part of your body is in front of the defence.
They can play the ball.
But offside has changed multiple times in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So I think it needs reviewing again, because he said, if you're... going and looking, it's not as, is it a clear and obvious error that he's on or offside? No, it's, you should be looking, is it a clear and obvious error that was or wasn't given?
Mm.
And it's not clear and obvious if you're going and going, I think his pubes just...
Yeah, the
and
idea...
And that's it as well. For a defender, your eye for a defender isn't to make him that offside. Your eye is to try and get a person in between. He's trying to get him this distance. Or, you know, you're trying to do
it's
that.
It's to stop goal anging, right?
It's not
100 meter start point.
The rule can't, in the rule book, can't have opinion on it. And it can't have, if it looks offside, every single rule, this is the same with every law. It's the same with when people do get benefits. It's, anytime there is a law, there is an edge to that law that will be abused.
Okay, cool. Define advantage.
Well, I don't know the rule. I'm sure it's defined in there, isn't it?
But it's a open free kick. It's massively open to interpretation.
Yeah, but it is massively open to interpretation. But it's a rule that inherently has more of an understanding that we can agree whether something was an advantage or not.
Level,
I would say.
Level isn't offside.
No.
But level and one part of your calf ahead of them is offside.
Yeah, and it's always going to be like that because unless the rule written down says if it feels like most of him was offside, then that's it.
Which is why you go to daylight, because if you can see daylight in between the two players,
even if your foot's so, let's say I'm straddling the line like this, you're in between.
Straddling the line.
One of my foot and my
you've
body
like that, and I've lent like that.
Yeah. But my whole knee to foot on one foot is the other side of your legs, well onside.
Yep.
But this daylight between our bodies, is that offside?
No.
So then it just becomes the same problem, but at the other end of the spectrum. So you've
no,
got a line being drawn
check
there.
Them as much.
Well, that's the difference. And you can do that whether the rule is daylight or whether it's anything.
And I think you go to daylight, and it should be you've got 4 seconds to make a decision, 3 seconds or 6 seconds, some arbitrary amount of time. What's
the advantage rule? Allows play to continue when
an offence. You're not speaking to Mike. Offence occurs, a non-offending team benefits from the advantage and penalises the offence if the anticipated advantage does not ensue at the time or within a few seconds. So yeah, it's very up to interpretation.
So totally,
but I think that's a more sensible way of doing that particular rule than leaving offside up to interpretation.
Yeah. So offside, did the attacker gain an unfair advantage?
Mm.
There's no unfair advantage on a pixel.
No, I agree with that, but I don't think that the law can say there's no unfair advantage on a pixel. I think it should say we don't draw a line on if you have a certain amount of seconds, 10, 20 seconds on one
thing. Daylight. Are you doing what Drogba did in 2010 and you are 3 yards offside? That's offside.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But again, though, that can't be in the rules, can it? The rules have to boil it down to a centimetre or a crossing of a certain body part.
Because that's what the whole point of the thingy was, a clear and obvious error.
If yeah, I
you
agree.
Have to get
I don't think
the fucking system out and zoom in and fucking enhance it and CSI it, it ain't clear and it ain't obvious.
I agree with that. I think the way that it's reviewed needs to be changed. I don't think the law needs to be changed.
Yeah. Here's what you need to do. You need to go, was that offside, mate? And he goes, fucking hell, yeah. Right.
Yeah,
that's
I agree.
It. That's what it needs
and
to be.
And they show the
fucking
picture
miles away.
Without the lines being drawn on. If they go, oh, I can't tell.
Onside.
It stays as the, like on cricket. Do you know when the ball comes in and they give LBW, something like that? They do a fake kind of way that the ball went, and if it's just hitting the wickets, it's not hitting the stumps, it's umpire's decision. So even if you got it wrong, it's hitting the stumps.
On-field decision.
Yeah.
If
you do that in rugby as well.
If it says
decision stuff.
Yeah.
And
if
maybe
it's,
and
if
that's,
it's hitting the wickets but not
that
the stumps,
should be something as
it
well.
It stays with the ref.
On-field decision. Where if it's like, and that's the same thing with like red cards and stuff like that. If they're going, I'm not sure about that, mate.
Exactly.
But again, though,
you could be
sure
not
about
sure.
That.
But the problem is in the world of Twitter and in the world of people drawing lines on a website, the distinction of clear and obvious. Then what is the definition of clear and obvious?
No, it's a clear and obvious error.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Was he clear and obviously...
No, but is it... Well, yeah, but people are going, that is a clear and obvious error. Look, you can see his toes hanging over. That is a clear and obvious error.
That's not clear and obvious. If you have to zoom in, it wasn't clear, it wasn't obvious.
Yeah.
And you've got to remember, in the passage of play, as a linesman's looking across, you're not expecting a linesman to go, well, his toenail was slightly ahead of the other ones, therefore offside.
Yeah.
No, he's level.
Yeah, I agree.
Play on.
I agree. I think it's the way that the VAR is checked that needs changing rather than the offside rule itself. Just
talking about
we'll talk about Champions League. If you look at it, it felt offside. It's offside. If it didn't, it's not. Champions League then. We saw PSG beat We saw PSG beat
Atalanta.
I don't
Atalanta.
Think I was on my own either.
2-1. Yeah, you went out for a piss.
No, I was driving home. I was listening to the game.
Yeah.
I pulled up at 1-0. I opened my door, I put my bag down by the door, I let the dog out for a piss, I came back into the front room, put the telly on, 2-1.
Mm.
Fuck's sake.
I wonder if there's any Bayern Munich fans that had that in 99. was like, we're driving home, listening to it on the radio, let's get in.
Was it the president of Bayern Munich, got into the lift, watched them put the red ribbons on for the trophy, got into the lift, got to pitch side, 2-1 United.
Love that. Fantastic.
Brilliant.
They had to change the ribbons.
Obviously, Atlanta have been scoring a shitload of goals this season, and they've been, you know, one of the better teams in the league in Italy. But PSG, who were meant to be one of the best teams in the world, really struggled to beat them and, you know, relied on some genius from a world-class player in Choupo-Moting to do it. We've also seen Real Madrid conceding countless chances against Man City the other night. You know, United have beaten City twice this season. Do you think there's a case we made that United could challenge for the Champions League next season? I know that obviously, you know, it's unlikely, but let's look at the big teams. Barcelona have got an aging Messi, a midfield that's also aging, and an attack that can't seem to get its act together. Real Madrid have also got an aging team. It's not unfair or stupid of me to say that most of the teams that have been successful in the Champions League in the last decade are coming to the end of their team cycles. That's not ridiculous. Man City are the favourites. United know how to beat Man City.
Don't work like that.
Leon just beat Juventus.
I think any English team that plays in the Champions League should be expected to be in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, I'm
I
not
think
saying
they should be doing
we're going to win it. I'm saying have I we got a chance?
It's cup competition.
I think we should get
rarely
into
the quarterfinals. Rarely does the best team ever win it.
I think quarterfinals is...
Real Madrid, for the how many have they won in the last fucking decade, four. Have not been the best team.
No, they've had Ronaldo. They had players. They have had big players. That's what that's why Madrid have done it.
It's a cup competition.
They've had big players that have scored goals. But, that's how...
But do you think, for instance, we've got a better chance next season than we did 3 or 4 years ago? Or we would, you know, regardless of United's team...
I think we've got a better team.
We were in it 4 years ago under Van Gaal.
Okay.
Yeah.
The team that Van Gaal got us into the Champions League wasn't the team that played. The team, we lost half them players that they got us there. Di Maria came in, went, gone. Doesn't matter how much you slag him off, he was really good.
Yeah, he was good.
And you lost him, and Memphis Depay come in.
But I mean more of a case of the strength of teams around Europe at the moment rather than the strength of United.
I still think teams will strengthen.
Real Madrid, look at Real Madrid's midfield. Toni Kroos, Luka Modric. Modric will be 35 this summer, I think. Toni Kroos is 31 as well. You know, they've got aging size. A lot of them. Benzema's their best player. He's in his 30s. Gareth Bale don't even get a game from him anymore. They've got, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I just think we're still fucking playing Dan James.
Mm.
And they're not even playing Gareth Bale.
Yeah, well, that's because he's retired, isn't it? But you know the point I'm making, though? The biggest teams in Europe, their star players are all over 30 now. That's
right.
The point I'm making.
I'm saying United came top of a pile of shit
mm-hmm.
behind Liverpool and City.
Yeah.
Chelsea, Wolves, Spurs, Arsenal.
Sheffield United.
Yeah. Well, they was even further down now. But all of that lot there can't get their act together and be any sort of consistency. And United just about managed some sort of consistency to get in there. Let's not delude ourselves into thinking we're on the same footing as City and Liverpool, because we're not.
No, I think that we always knew that this summer was going to be big, and if we'd have signed, we've always talked, if we can get 3 or 4 players in this
you
summer.
You get Sancho, Niguez,
yeah,
Van der Beek.
You get 4
and maybe
in.
A defender.
If you get 4
maybe
in,
we'll have a conversation.
You'll have a conversation. But I think with all this stuff going on and the money situation and everything like that, and we've mentioned about Sancho signing, it's not taking longer, but I think that because of all this, it's harder than it would have been the United just going, yeah, we've got the money. We can sort that. Yeah.
If you I don't think we're going to get
3 players this summer. I think we'll get 2 at best.
Many first choice players?
Yeah, I think we'll get 2
squad players
potentially
don't really
and 1 squad player in. Mm. And I don't think that's enough to get close enough. I think we'll be better, but I don't think we'll be close enough to Liverpool City. I don't think we're close enough to Barcelona.
I actually
they
think
could get
Liverpool.
Worse.
Yeah, I think
they
Liverpool might have peaked. Mm. They're still going to be in and around.
Again,
it,
though, it's an aging team that Liverpool side. Average age of 29.
We mentioned it that
which is you know not.
We mentioned what the City drop off this year, and it's not as big of a drop off, but it only took one injury
mm-hmm.
and one player to go. Now, Liverpool have already got rid of a couple of squad players. It only takes one player to leave in that get injured in that midfield, and now they're putting in
a Van Dijk injury, and they could crumble.
A Van Dijk injury,
because also
a Salah injury,
the thing
a Mane
with City
injury
as well. Laporte injury, whilst it was bad, what it also did is took Firmino out of that defensive mid role. And as good as Rodri's been, Fernandinho has been one of, if not the most important piece of their sort of midfield defensive puzzle in the last few years.
So it lost them two players.
We've seen Fabinho dropping at centre back. We've seen, you know, different things with that Liverpool team. You don't know if one of their attackers go, you, all of a sudden you've got someone on the Origi on the right, and you've got Minamino playing instead of.
I think the way it's going, Salah, I think
they lose Trent.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's United need. I think the way it's going, I think we have to strengthen for the next two summers. And I think it'll be the year. I think the way it's going, because I think
just progress. Progress.
I'm not saying that we should win the Champions League, by the way. I'm just asking.
Really?
We're looking across Europe this season. I personally think, the big teams that you expect to win these tournaments, other than the English teams, have all got aging squads. That it's the same, you know, Barca and Madrid teams are largely the same team we saw 5 years ago, but with older players.
On that note, I think if we sign two players this summer, decent players, and don't lose anyone, I think we're as good as Tottenham were. They got to a final in the Champions League.
Yeah, we saw what happened with Bayern as well.
We've got to three semi-finals under Oli. I think Oli can play in cups.
Yeah.
I think we've learnt that. I mean, you know, the fact that we got through PSG in his first season
shows that he's got something.
He's got something about him in the cup competitions. Yeah.
A few years ago, after Bayern won the Champions League, they lost a few big players, didn't they? Lahm and Alonso and Robin and Ribery, their sort of older core went through a transition period, and Bayern dropped way down in terms of they were beaten much more comfortably in the cup competitions. It doesn't take that much, as you said.
No, I think that. I don't see it's challenging for it, but I think that I think the English teams are probably going to look at quarterfinals as your base rate, depending on where you could get stitched in a group easily. I think that's the other reason why Europa League has that little bit more importance. We become a top seed if we win that, rather than being
it's third seed. I think
third seed of group,
which could be horrific. Imagine we get like Real Madrid,
Dortmund,
and then us.
The group
of death.
Could happen.
That's like a Spurs group.
Like 99 all over again. So Bromby behind us.
Yeah, so I think they're winning that, but
we go, oh, for fuck's sake, and then Basel go, oh.
Yeah, exactly. What was it? That year was United, Bromby, Bayern Munich, Barca, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the group stage. What the fuck? Bromby were like,
did we only beat Europa League?
I don't think it worked like that then, did it?
Bromby.
Yeah?
We only beat Bromby in that group.
We might have drawn four times.
We drew four times.
Beat Bromby though, didn't we?
Was it 3-3 against Barca? Both
2-3-3 against Barca,
which is just mint as well.
And was it a 1-1 or 2-1 or something like
that?
Yeah,
1-1 definitely away, because Oliver Kahn was sensational in that game.
Yeah,
This is the thing. It's not about win percentages. It's not about how many points you can accumulate. It's about, did you advance to the next round?
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, you did. Sound. That's it. That's all that matters.
We did last week against Copenhagen. Did we do the best thing? No.
Are you in the hat for the next round?
Yeah.
Done.
I'm going to read you a headline now from a build article.
Uh-oh.
And how strange is this as four words
that somehow Bobby works for Build.
Somehow makes sense to us.
I hope so.
Bob from Build.
Werder get Chong jitters. That's a mad sentence, isn't it? Basically, they're not sure whether to sign him on loan or not, but that's a weird world that we've entered where that is a headline that makes sense to anyone. Werder gets Chong jitters. Doesn't make any sense.
No.
What are you thinking about Chong? What do you think about Gomez as well? I want to talk about quickly before we go. He's gone away and he's also being loaned out this season. Do you see the difference in people who are saying, well, why didn't we just loan him out?
We didn't want to stay there, did we?
Yeah.
He was offered the opportunity, and we might also know that he was offered a second opportunity before the door closed.
Mm. Well, yeah, I think we can say he's not even a United player, so we can fucking talk
fuck
all about
it.
All
right, so United...
United phoned him and said,
don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere until we've had another chat with you. But they didn't end up having another chat, so we did.
Is this after he'd left?
Mm. After he didn't sign, there was that. And
is
then...
the 30th of June? So like the 1st of June, they phoned him up and was like...
This is the plan, and I've chatted with his mate now. And he said, what's the plan with it? He said he's going to go to Boa Vista, get some minutes under his belt, because he's not played first team football in 2 years.
Mm.
Because under 23s doesn't count, and even then you played.
They've not had that many games this year.
Didn't play,
so he's going to Boa Vista to do that, and then he's going to go back to Lille very quickly and be very good. And Lille wants, because
he does have the ability to do.
He does, and Boa Vista have said, you've seen the announcement for him. They've given the number 10. They love him already. He's going to Portugal, where he can have a bit of a different lifestyle.
He's Breckens as well.
Yeah, and he's gone. He's Breckens, but he's been given number 10, and he's going to be. He should.
Yeah.
Cool.
He
could tear the Portuguese league.
That's Brecken.
He could.
That's Brecken, mate.
As them.
Yeah, he could.
Ridiculously
he could
good. And then
them.
Go to Lille.
And hope he is.
Be a very good
Portuguese
player.
League, great as a proving yeah. ground, especially mm. for creative players.
Yeah.
There's been so many so come through there.
I think he'll look good eventually. Mm. I think he just needs to get minutes. He needs to get back into a running
Where is
team.
Boa Vista?
Doesn't it sound like a...
I think like a it's near like the...
The two of them Boa Vistas and a Hobnob. I'd love one of them.
Yeah,
I'd love
a Boa Vista. I can see it. Where is it? Go on, have a Google.
I think it's more...
is it the Algarve? Like, yeah, classic.
I think it is.
It's the only place in Portugal, I know.
Madeira.
Porto, Madeira, Algarve.
Because I think I might go and play some golf over there.
I was just about to say, when Rome is not a thing, should we go and pay him a visit?
There's great golf courses in Portugal, isn't there?
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of lads
Portugal's well Portugal.
Yeah, Portugal's great.
Boa Vista. I think it says it's...
And it's sort of... Portugal. I like how it's sort of like right on the... It's almost like a peninsula of Spain, but they're like, we ain't anything to do with them shit. We're our own thing. We had our own conquests. We've taken half of South America ourselves.
Like that instead of like
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
We yeah, don't need what?
No, because it's been a pain in the
You
ass.
Do it, because he's taken I've done it here, forever.
I've gone on Wikipedia and that doesn't actually help anything.
Just click it and then click maps. Not hard.
Maps.
Yeah.
All right. Maps.
Apparently it's the operating system for snakes.
No results found on Google Maps. There you
zoom
go.
In. Zoom in.
Oh, it's oh hello. There's a Boa Vista that's... Right. Oh, fuck, we fucked it. It's not that Boa Vista there. Is that one?
We've got to talk into
them. Boa Vista there, look.
It's down.
Yeah, that's a golf course.
See, it's not as easy
Boa Vista
as you thought,
golf
is it?
Course
See,
and spa resort.
All right, type FC. Oh, God. Or is it Club de Foot?
I don't want you to say that to me ever again. There you go. Oh, it's South Coast.
And it is Club de Foot. So fuck you.
I didn't say you were wrong. I just said it sounded gross.
Yeah, it's right. And Primark.
Club de Foot sounds like you saying in a fancy way that you've got a club foot.
Can you zoom out a bit there, Joe?
It's not a club foot. It's a Club de Foot.
What's this main city?
Portimão. Primark.
Go this way. This is where, I think that's where all the golf courses are there.
Sagres.
Is that where the beer's from?
I'm guessing it will be.
Sweet. So, are we having it?
Yeah, we'll go over and do a bit of golf, mm-hmm. have a bit of chat, watch him play some football.
So, yeah, hopefully he has a good time there. But, yeah, Chong looks like he might be going to Werder Bremen as well.
Or he's
going to
be converted into a left-back from Ollie, which...
You know what? Give it a go, lad.
Mate, Demi Mitchell looks sensational as a left-back. Were you like, what? Is it like an attacking midfielder number 10? Play, fucking good at left-back.
Yeah.
went to Scotland, looked like the reincarnation of Roberto Carlos for about 6 weeks.
Is he going back there?
I have no idea what he's doing. Try getting for Paddock.
Yeah, he's probably a level or two higher than
Drecken.
That.
Do
you reckon? Just a smidge.
Probably.
Jamaica are trying to get him as well.
They're really pulling out all the stops, aren't they, for this?
Jamaica?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon I could get a game for him.
No.
I could get invited to a trial.
No.
Yeah, I've got a passport.
Yeah. Just a passport, not for a specific
country. Oh, does it have to be a Jamaica passport?
Yeah.
No, no chance. Right, I think we should call it a day there. It's been fun that I enjoyed myself there. Thank you very much for joining us at home. Let us know whether you think that United have got a chance of winning the Champions League next season.
Also, if you've watched this on YouTube, right?
YouTube.
Check the link in the description for Podfollow. And if you click that link, it magically take you to whichever device that you usually use or whichever platform that you like to listen to your podcasts on and subscribe to us on there as well, because then you can get us coming in your ears.
And leave us a review on the podcasting
if you
stations.
Do it on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or whatever it's called tomorrow, then leave a review, 5 stars obviously, and tell us why Joe should play for Jamaica.
Yeah, let us know why I should play for him and what position I should play, because I'm very versatile.
He's left footed as well.
Left back. Left.
I didn't get
that.
See?
What do you mean you didn't get that? I'm a left back. Play left mid, left wing, left side of the... Yeah, there's only one goalkeeper, isn't there?
Yeah.
Goalkeepers. Right. That's it. See you later. Sports Social Podcast Network.